With me.
When Daniel gaped at him, Griff bit back a smile. Daniel was hard to shock, having been with Knighton Trading since the days when it gained its primary revenue from smuggled goods.
Mr. Harrison will be in charge.
The senior trader beamed at this evidence of preference.
So, where are you off to now, Mr. Knighton? France? India?
Greed brightened his eyes.
China, perhaps?
Griff chuckled.
Warwickshire. This isn't a business trip. I have family there.
Family? Harrison stammered. Griff could guess his thoughts. But he's a bastard, except for his poor mother. How could he have any family that would acknowledge him?
Yes, family,
Griff repeated with fierce satisfaction.
It's a personal matter of some importance.
He paused, then continued in that firm tone his staff knew never to question.
One more thing. None of you is to mention this to anyone, not even my mother. As far as you're concerned, I have sailed to France or China. Understand?
A low chorus of reassurances followed.
Good. You're dismissed. Daniel, I need a word with you.
His staff left without lingering, for they well knew he didn't waste time with frivolous chatter. Besides, Griff thought wryly, they probably couldn't wait to speculate upon the shocking news that he had family. Years ago it would have angered him, but he'd worn the stigma of bastardy so long, it hardly chafed his skin anymore. What it chafed was his purse, but he now intended to remedy that. As soon as the office cleared, Daniel arched one blonde eyebrow and lowered his massive frame onto the expensive chair before Griff's desk.
A personal matter. It really is personal this time, believe it or not.
Gone were the days when he and Daniel engaged in whatever machinations, illegal or no, were necessary to make Knighton Trading succeed. The future of the company lay in respectability, and ironically enough, respectability lay buried in Griff's past. Griff took his own seat behind the desk.
I've been invited to visit my distant cousin, the Earl of Swanley. He's dying, and his estate, Swan Park, is entailed on me.
Daniel looked perplexed.
But how could it be entailed on you if you're a bastard? I'm not. Not in the legal sense, anyway.
Daniel scowled, his disappointment evident. Their bastardy was the one thing they had in common, since they were opposites in looks, manner, and education. The fair-haired Daniel had been brought up in the workhouse and then in a smuggler's gang. Griff, dark-haired and lean, had been raised and educated as a gentleman. Griff forced a smile and added,
Although my legitimacy isn't yet established.
Either you're a bastard or you ain't, Daniel grumbled.
Aren't, Griff corrected. I'm not a bastard, though I can't prove it. That's why I accepted Swanley's invitation.
Daniel's eyes narrowed.
Isn't Swanley the chap you had me investigate? The widower whose three daughters are called the Swanley Spinsters? That's him.
Griff handed Daniel a letter over the desk.
I received this last week, which is what prompted the investigation. You may find it interesting.
As Daniel scanned the clumsy script, Griff surveyed his office. Summer sunlight crept in through high windows that cost him a fortune in taxes. It danced across marble sills and an Aubusson carpet before disappearing beneath mahogany chairs. This was his third office in 10 years, each better situated and more richly furnished. It lay in the heart of the city, near the Bank of England, loudly proclaiming his success. Yet it wasn't enough. He wanted Knighton Trading to rival even the East India Company. Thanks to his distant cousin's timely offer,